You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. Look, we got a great show. Absolutely great show. Today, look, this is Maximum Medicine Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to have the honor of doing these shows with Dr. Sharon Martin. And the show is so interesting because here's what I'm discovering, Doc Martin. I'm discovering that every conversation I have with you or some of our other hosts, it ignites something in me. It really does. And the question is, what the heck do I do with it? And so what is it that today's show is going to tell us? Here's what it's going to tell us. And I'm going to set the stage for it. Today's show is about energy medicine. This is part two. It's energy medicine impact on healing. And this is impact on healing with soul path, destiny lines, and what we're talking about, the alignment, how we have these allies and connections to the universal field. In other words, let me say it this way. April 1st of 2004, I got a mystery disease. I now know it was not that. I know that what we're about to talk about today with Doc Martin, who she has become in the world, one of the premier out there energy medicine healers, shamans, you name it. This is who she is. And I'm more than excited to tell you that this is a live call-in show. Boy, am I going to be able to say this without crying? This is a live call-in show. Here's what I know. When I look back April 1st of 04, I think about what my emotional state was. I think about the doubt. I think about the fear that preempted, you know, my body to break down on April 1st. I think about that now. I think about the sadness. I think about the guilt. I think about the shame. And people would say to me, why, Pat? You've got everything. You just finished school. You got this great radio show, right? And yet at the same time, they would say to me, what are you doing? Why are you paying thousands of dollars for airtime to talk about something that has nothing to do with the career path that's going to make you a lot of money? Today, the tears of wounding shower the earth here in the United States. And I learned one thing that Doc Martin's going to talk about today. We have to be able to access this field, each and every one of us. I will tell you that for me, I do not roll this alone anymore. I can't. I don't have that capacity. I will reach out to Doc Martin, anybody else I need to reach out to. And that's what today's show is about. You're going to learn what it means to access this field, what intention really does. You know, how can we change an outcome? How can we create something that is invisible to us, but not indivisible? Today's show and the show's coming because Doc Martin is going to be hosting her own show. We're going to tell you a lot about that. But I got to tell you right now, I think the universe is so smart. When I think about how Doc Sharon Martin showed up to be on our network to do this show, because she has got a lot of healing to get on. Doc Martin, great to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here with you. There's so many things that you said that are so important. And the show will be about the energy healing part of that. But I just want to take a minute and say there'll be topics here that we talk about today that are critical for the healing we have to do collectively. And just if we could just take a moment and wish the soul have died recently. I'm going to cry.
Yep.
Just wish them safe passage to the better place. And for us to learn from them, they've given a sacrifice of their souls, hopefully to wake us up and to see a different way of being with each other. And that way of being has everything to do with the universal field. So we're talking about that today in terms of actual healing of ourselves, our medical issues, our emotional issues, but it's bigger than that. It's bigger, and it's what we can tap into for collective to really shift. Mm-hmm. So that just moved me thinking about Daytona and El Paso and Columbine and you name it. It's just overwhelming sometimes.
You know, I have to tell you, and we're going to start out with this, because we're going to start out with looking at authenticity across the board. And authenticity for me has been a lifelong journey, but it's so important if you and I are going to show up in this world and be of service to people. You know, as an energy healer, there is a level of this that is critical. There's a level of surrender. And I have to tell you, and I know you're going to talk about it. That's why I want to bring it up. I was struck by a remembrance. Let's just call it a memory that took me back to, I don't know, maybe 12, 13, 14. As we were walking through Central Park in Manhattan, and I totally forgot this, Doc, walking through Manhattan like anybody would walk through Manhattan. And as we're walking through Manhattan, walking through Central Park, and it was just at before darkness sets in. And as we're walking out of the bushes, one of the kids that was part of a group of friends was attacked from the back and stabbed to death.
Holy moly.
And I don't know why I remember this today. And I think it's because the work you and I have been doing that we don't talk about on air, mm-hmm. but it is a level of gut-wrenching authenticity that not only do we have to have as people that bring messages and take up other people's airtime and speak these issues that attempt to be truthful. That's me. But for you, the degree by which your healing soul must come to the forefront is really indescribable. And that's what we're talking about today.
Well, the remembrance of your friend who was stabbed, it just, the only way I can emotionally live with things like that happening is thinking about the bigger picture, the universal. I believe in divine planning. I believe in our souls having a say before we're even incarnate. And there's a reason there. I may not see it. I just have to trust that it's bigger than I am and had a purpose. And so bless that person. The authenticity part, I call it being squeaky clean. Because you cannot tap into the universal field as energy healers do. I believe you cannot tap into the universal field and elicit a union, which I call when you have allies, elicit a joining up to impact another person's energy field. And from that, I believe, the physiology follows the energy currents. So unless you're doing black magic, which is out there, I always struggle to see the highest good and to keep my nose out where it doesn't belong, because there are things I can see and I can send healing thoughts. But if I'm not invited, I don't go there. It's not my business. There's a bigger plan. I don't know anything about it. But when a client or a patient in my medical practice is in front of me and I link up with that field, I want to be sure that when I link up and I transduce into human form that energy, that I'm squeaky clean. So it is the best most highest representation of the power that's out there. Now that takes time for you to be aware of your foibles, to be aware of your biases. And I'm not 100% squeaky clean. I think all of us are still learning how to shake some of the old beliefs we've had. But that's authenticity, to genuinely make the inside of you match the outside of you. And I don't know about you, Dr. Pat, you have enough intuition that you can read that in somebody. When the inside doesn't match what they're presenting to you on the outside, there's a giant disconnect.
Yeah.
And it's unsettling to me. It's very unsettling. But I see that in my patients, and they may not even know it. They may not know there's a giant disconnect, but I believe that disconnect also translates into illness.
Yeah.
So part of my job is to see it and call it and find the trigger, find the way to undo the disconnect.
And, you know, I love that we're talking about this, because here's the second part of the equation for me. Squeaky clean for me, and I had to take this part on first. I had to get the cobwebs out of my mind. And that is an ongoing journey, by the way, just saying right there. That is like ongoing. And I'm reminded of it. Do you know how I'm reminded of it? People say I have an uncanny ability to attract spiders. Okay, I'm just saying, you ask anybody, and I won't even kill them. But here's what I'll tell you. I can walk into or see a spider web in a nanosecond. Every time, and now I know what it is. Now I know to make the connection. There's a message, because the weaver and the web are one. And I want to ask you about this, because it does have to do with intention. See, because if the weaver and the web are one, then what you weave, right, is going to show up in a visible outcome in the world. And that's part of what we're talking about here right now, is to access that field, intention with a capital I, is paramount. Tell us about that.
So I think we have to go back, and we need to talk. We'll need to talk more time. I know we have a break coming up, but we'll need to talk deeper on this. But first of all, there's the recognition of the what we call the field. And Lynn McTaggart did a beautiful job of researching all the people who have studied the ability of thought to alter an outcome in physical form. And there are some who have been able to capture it with specialized equipment, Dr. Valerie Hunt, the Curlian photography, the people who see auras. But they have shown time and time again, and these are scientists from across the world, that thought actually changes the manifestation of what's in front of you. And I think that's the greatest frontier now for humankind, is to recognize that we, by our thoughts, can create our outcome. Unfortunately, the reverse of that is also true. By our thoughts, we have created what we've got now, which includes disease. Mm-hmm. Now, some people will say, well, I didn't plan on getting in April 2004. Yeah. I didn't create it. I didn't want it. I didn't ask for it. But at some level, there's a message, there's a learning, and I think it's a physical wake-up call from the universe to shift something. So I don't think disease is completely out there all by itself. I think it actually ends up with a purpose. And there's a deep learning.
Yeah. I want to tell you how Freudian this is, because my degree is in psychology. I have like three of them, right? You know, they say that you seek out and teach that which you have to learn. I do believe that now. I do believe that. I am wearing a jacket today. Oh my God. I am wearing a jacket today of a very dear friend of mine that passed away. as I was on my journey to becoming me spiritually. There's a woman, Bobby Braden, that taught me more about what you're talking about than I can even say. And I haven't worn this jacket in 3 years. Now, is Bobby talking to us? Is there a message today? And there is a message. And what I want to do, Doc Martin, is you said something about this show, and I want to make sure our listeners have an opportunity. It would not be an integrity for me to do a show like this at all without saying to everybody listening, our phone lines are open. Our Facebook comments are open. Kat is monitoring them. We are taking your calls today, because if there's something heavy on your heart, if there's something that needs to be cleared, if there's access to an energy field that could help you today, we want to do it. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we're probably going to skip a few breaks, but we're going to take a short one right now because we've got lots to share. We'll be right back.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride Unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin, bridging the mystical and the scientific for healing. Now, here's what I want to say. She and I have been doing several of these shows together, and really, it's something I love to do. And I sometimes get a little saddened, but because, you know, our fabulous hosts then go off on Transformation Talk Radio and they host their own show. But in this case, I'm not saddened by that. What I am is I'm grateful for that, because I used to think and I used to say every year, We need to have people coming on air that can help our listeners. And now I so believe in the cosmic energy of things. That's why we have Doc Martin here. And for those of you that didn't hear me talk about who she is, she has a unique ability to guide us through challenges. She blends both worlds, Western medicine and mystical ancient teachings. And yet, for those of you that have heard me talk about her, she is a medical doctor as well. And so when I think about what we have done in our lifetime now and what is happening with the rising consciousness to bring back the holistic sense of healing, I am so honored to have her here. And we have opened up the phone lines, even though today we have outlined for all of you the tools to get and access this field, and perhaps you'll see it up close and personal. But Doc Martin, let's go to the phones. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
We'll take Charlene calling in from Vancouver, BC. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
Yeah, great to have you. Yeah, I just know there's a big gemstone thing happening this weekend up there. That's what I was told.
We're all gems.
Yes, we are. I want to introduce you to Doc Martin, and we'd love to help you.
Yes, right now I'm going through some clearing physically. I've got nasal congestion. I'm not too worried about it. It will clear on its own. But I was diagnosed a few years back with fibromyalgia, and I was put on all the drugs for it, and when I went to a specialist here, he said, go off of all the drugs. And he said, I think you can manage it through the power of meditation. And I have. And I found that with working with my energy field through meditation, that a lot of it was emotional density in my body. Things that had happened to me in my past that I needed to work through. And still, they do pop up once in a while, and I have to work through more. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I'm gonna let Doc Martin handle that. But you did hear me talk about an incident that I remembered like yesterday that happened to me in 19. Are you ready? Don't pass out from this. It happened to me around 1963, and I just remembered it. Doc?
So, Charlene, I'm just sitting here listening to, and what I'm most struck by is the courage you had to, it's hard when there's experts out there tell you all these medicines, and you're having something that's so debilitating and painful as fibromyalgia, and thinking that it's hopeless. And then the medicines probably 100%, they might have helped. But
no.
Then to take the courage and actually say, I'm going to look at this myself, because to take the time out of your day to meditate, that takes a lot of commitment and discipline. And then really be ready to see that a lot of the stagnation of your muscle groups is dense and energies. And there are, and let me just digress a minute, that my teacher Alberto Violdo taught us about the luminous energy field. And over lifetimes, there are imprints from traumas that have happened. And so you're probably feeling those or seeing those, even if you may not know what names they have and what lifetime they came from. But another thing about looking at it with meditation is you are lining up with divine source when you're in meditation, and you are being a channel and a download for a power bigger than your human self. So just let it flow in. It sounds like you're doing a wonderful job, and I think you're on the right track.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I feel connected to, certain people with higher vibrations. I work directly with the divine light of God. I don't, I know about the quantum field. I know about working with your breath in order to ground yourself. And
so you just said something that I think is important. A lot of times when we are faced with a physically challenging, it is so easy, especially in meditation, to actually float our energy field up out of our body. And mm-hmm. you can then sort of live in the ethers. So just, I really like that you said about the grounding. You still want to stay human. You still want to stay present on the earth. So even if you're meditating and you're in the divine light and you're in the ethers, just keep doing what you're doing and bring it back down, because you are human and you are walking a solid physical path on the earth.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank Very you nice so talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you. I told you, I love our listeners, and one of the things that I'm really struck by, and let's talk about this now, there was a phrase that Charlene used, and I want to bring it back for us, because this is what we're talking about, you know, when we look at what it means to be a healer, learning energy techniques, right? You know, are they spiritual? Are they not? Can we move beyond ourselves? And let's talk about this phrase that she used. And I believe I wrote it down. I was trying to type and listen at the same time. That is not my strong suit. But she referenced emotional density. And the minute she said that, and I think I just posted it on our Facebook Live here, the minute that she said that, I could feel it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Without even knowing,
yep.
right? Emotional density. Can you talk to this a little bit from the perspective of how we look at and learn about these energies? Some of them are going to be obvious. Some of them are going to be like a fine-tuned machine, right? How do we link up with them so that we know they're going on?
So let me just back up and say, I think the first step in being an aware and being able to do self-healing is to really start opening your perceptual field. And that does take practice, but that is also shifting your previous beliefs that said, oh no, that can't be true, because we are so trained to believe in the seen world that we forget about the unseen. But suspend your disbelief, suspend your limiting beliefs, get rid of your restrictions, and open yourself up and start to remind yourself every time you said, you know, I kind of felt that on the back of my neck. And that then I noticed the person across the room was looking at me, or I knew I was going to get a phone call and it was going to be Susie. And stop and reflect that you actually have just felt some of those other ways that we are capable of feeling. Then once you do, you'll know, and this brings us totally into the feeling realm, because I believe that when we feel it, when we know it in our gut, is when we know whether it feels good or it doesn't feel good. And when she said emotional density, I think that we felt the heaviness of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Inca, the Laika, the and indigenous elders of the Andes, they refer to those dense energies as hucha, as opposed to the light, refined energies of sami. And hucha, there is some sense of hucha that is actually making us physically present on the earth. We need density and solid form. But we are an energy current, both at the DNA level, on the cellular level, on the organ level, and surrounding us. And so that has to flow. And Dr. Sue Mortar is a really good proponent of this, is that she's sees density as places that the energy isn't flowing. The Caro Indians teach you to shift and remove and extract hucha, clear hucha. And we have our own internal composter, so to speak, where we do our own clearing. But that emotional density, looking at it, being willing to perceive that it doesn't fit, that it doesn't feel right, and then being willing to give it a story beyond just the fact, we'll take Charlene's fibromyalgia, that painful heaviness, muscles hurt all the time. Stopping and asking yourself, is there something bigger that's got me blocked in? Is there something bigger that's got me restricted? What is it about my feelings, my life, my beliefs, my feeling sorry for myself because of something that happened in the past? Mm-hmm. Those are all weighing me down, making me dense. How do I shake those loose and how do I get free? And that those are perceptions that healers work on in their own personal training, and they can help their clients do so also.
Yeah. When we think about this and we think about, we look at the shamans, we look at the energy healers, you know, all of these that are called to the earth, to the stars, indigenous healers, you and I have had, you know, relationships with these folks that have somehow manifested in our lives to help us. And what I'm really struck by is how more connected I became with those experiences time and time and time again with Mother Earth, with Father Sky. I want to take a moment to talk about that because we don't talk about that enough. We don't talk about that connection, what those vibrations represent. And then, you know, the connection between you as a healer and your experience with these that perhaps opened up something in you that maybe you hadn't thought about.
Those, I think one of the struggles humans have is that feeling of being separate from the divine, because we are flawed in so many ways. Being humans have challenges. We have had challenges. We do things that we learn later weren't right. But that separation for me lessened, that feeling of separation lessens every time I open myself up to sense something different and then something woo-woo happens. And now I take it as, you know, if I told somebody who didn't understand the way I think and the way we think, they would say, you know, that's a little too woo-woo, kind of weird, like as in you're a weirdo.
Yeah, that's right.
But I can talk about that with my patients and not necessarily use woo-woo energy healing words with them. And they get it. They feel it. They get it. And I just want to take a minute to tell us, and many of us I know have stories like this. It was a hot May night, probably I'm going to say about 10 years ago. I had just moved into my beautiful house in the country and I couldn't sleep. I usually go to bed early because I get up early and I could not sleep. And I got up and I went to the big bay window. It was about 10:30 at night, which is usually my dead asleep time. And I had small lights dancing in the yard between the house and the barn. And I've never seen anything like it. It gave me chills. And they were literally hundreds of them. And they were dancing and in a way that I knew they were bigger than I was. They were not fireflies. And so I would come back each night for several nights that year and then again every year. And if I didn't see them, I would say, I love the connection I feel with you, because I felt they were part of the energy of the land, of the trees and the ancients who had lived there. I said, I need you back again to remind me that there's something bigger than just my puny human existence going through the day to day. And I would sit there and it'd be black sky. And after a few minutes of asking, the lights would show up again. I felt a communication. And those are things that, you know, can I explain it scientifically? No. Do I believe it's true? Yes, because I experienced it. And I think we all have that. And we need that feeling because there are energies so much bigger than us that if we allow to tap in, to join up with us, to join our intention, the healing that will come out of that is phenomenal.
When we started this conversation, we were talking about healing, but we're also talking about the energy field. And that's part of this for us today, is this stepping into an exploration of what we now know is not just a conversation about energy, not just a conversation about energy medicine and the impact on healing, on the soul, on destiny lines, whatever that is. This is used to be considered, Doc, optional. So this used to be considered optional, right? What I discovered, and I think what we heard Charlene talk about, is the fact that this is not optional now. There's so much happening in the energy field and the material world, right? Whether you want to call it electromagnetic, information, it doesn't matter. But there's so much happening that the tools, the tools of old are not going to work now.
Right. Do we have a person calling in, Benny?
Yes, we do. Let's go ahead and take Carrie from LA. Hi.
Hi, Carrie.
Yes,
Carrie.
Hi. I had a question in regards to physical symptoms. I've had a lot of patients say they have like mid chest pain, and even, you know, like I'm not a doctor, so I don't do the EKGs or anything, but I have seen a lot of people, even myself and my son, my husband, chest pain and, like, you know, heart pain, you know, that stabbing little type of pain. And it's very common. A lot of people say it's anxiety, not really sure what it is. What do you think that would be?
So I'm sitting here processing my intuitions and also trying to think about how to put this in a structured way to approach it so we can learn from that. But of course, in the physical, I'm going to talk straight physiology here. The mid chest is, can be anxiety from tightness of the bronchioles, can be heartburn with the esophagus being irritated, can be actually heart. It can also be arthritic from where the ribs join the breastbone. But then when I take it to the emotional and what I see when I look at the emotional, I do feel there is an undercurrent of worry in many of us. The world looks so crazy and it's so hard to make sense of it being a safe place. But then I also shift it over to the energy field. And I just think there's a tendency to things being a little stagnant there. And I reflect back to Drunvalo Melchizedek's Flower of Life teaching in the Merkaba and his book. I don't know if you guys have read it, The Serpent of Light, but there's a major shift point as the energies come up from the first three chakras. And those are our physical, human, make it through the world energies. And they do a little zigzag at the heart space and then go to the spiritual three chakras, 5, 6, and 7. So I think we're all in that place of having to make some serious transitions. If we as humans want to have a future, if we want a collective destiny before the earth is totally disintegrated, and that is the planet we are most linked to, although some of us have energetically hooked up with other planets. We are all making that energy shift, and it is literally energy flowing up from the human space, transitioning through the heart field, entering into the spiritual consciousness. So I think that we are having manifestations, physical manifestations of that journey. Tom Kenyon talks a lot about it when he talks about we are in chaotic nodes. The times when we are in tumultuous energy fields all around us, galactically influencing the planet and then our collective energies as a human species. And I think that's what I'm feeling the most, is this is a representation of the tumult that we are in individually and collectively. and the flow of the energy, making the jump through that little channel right through the heart field. That's the feelings I'm having. What do you think, Carrie?
I think you're right about that. I do think it is just the anxiety of everyday life, but it's such a sharp pain that it's actually pretty scary. You know,
it is scary.
Could mimic a heart attack.
Right, and, it is scary.
I'm wondering.
So breathing through that's going to be really critical. The breath will help move the energy, and that also elicits on a physiology level the vagal system, the parasympathetic, which is calming. So just have people a deep belly breath, just even three breaths, shift that moment where tension is held and you're getting a zing of pain and then it elicits fear. Three deep breaths into the belly. You can just feel it sending a calm through you.
Very good. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much for calling. Doc, let's do this. Let's take a short break. And then when we come back, you're going to bring this full circle with this. My favorite quote.
Okay.
Everything is energy. Is it really? And then what? No, actually, that's not what Doc Martin's going to talk about. That's what I ask myself, everybody. And we'll give you lots of information about Doc Martin, her upcoming show, all of the above. We'll be right back. Benny, take us away.
Music to soothe and heal. Get to know Dudley and Dean Evanson, two of the most popular musicians you've probably never heard of. Through their label, Soundings of the Planet, the Evansons have produced over 80 music albums and videos, and recently have published their first book, Quieting the Monkey Mind, How to Meditate with Music. Visit soundings.com to explore their music, videos, and blog. Listeners have written incredible testimonies about the relaxing and healing effects of their music. Find out more by visiting soundings.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on transformationtalkradio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement. From old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to, first of all, I want to thank our fabulous listeners for calling in to the show. I so appreciate all of you and have done so for so long. You're the best on the planet. And thank you for the comments on Facebook at Facebook Transformation Talk Radio as well. Thank you for those. Today, Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin. A couple things. We're all talking about energy medicine, and you're going to hear her talk about, you know, the idea that everything is energy. But before we do that, I'm very excited about your show. And let's take a moment for you to just tell folks a little bit about it. But then, you know, what are you most excited about in doing it? And let's tell folks the time.
So first, it's going to be a little unnerving for me because I'll be flying solo without your guidance. So the fledgling is leaving the nest. It's going to be the first Wednesday of each month, but now the time is 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And the whole goal of Maximum Medicine Radio is for us as humans to be bigger. And I believe there is so much in the level of energy and collective consciousness and the unseen world. So although I love, love, love having callers call in and help them process an issue they're dealing with, I also am going to introduce you to some of my friends who are amazing healers in their own right. We're going to have a show on dragons and whatever that means, whether that's the dragons back of the Merlin days and or other things. And we'll talk about that. But the whole point is that healing really comes from being bigger than our human selves and bringing in the power of the universal field to shift things. And I believe our ability to recognize that we can literally create our own destiny is something that we have not totally bought into. And that is the frontier. So again, first Wednesday of each month, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm Doc Martin, and my website is www.sharonmartinmd.com. So call-ins are welcome. We'll have people to come and talk about really wonderful things, some of my friends and healers in their own right. So I'm excited.
I am so thrilled, and it's so needed. I want to talk with you now and sort of bringing this all together right here, which is this idea of everything is energy. And I don't know when I picked up on that from a very logical place. I think I've known it most of my life, but I don't think I've had words for it. And I don't think I'm unusual, but somewhere along the line, somebody made that statement that came into my consciousness, everything is energy. And it was life-changing for me, that realization.
And there's so many ways our wonderful teachers out there have expressed this, again, through the scientists who have photographed auras, to the mediums who are able to literally see the people on the other side. And I just keep remembering Carolyn Mace, and she describes you as a battery. And you can either self-generate your power, which most of us do at least part of the time, or you can plug in and take someone else's power, sometimes willingly, sometimes they don't really give it to you, want to, but we charge ourselves up, and that is literally an energy, but that is an expression or a symbol of what we mean. And when you look at physiology, there are actually molecular vibrations. The DNA actually shimmers and light affects it. And light is a energy wavelength. Molecules vibrate at wavelength. Homeopathy works through a wavelength, not necessarily through an actual molecular component. So yes, energy, everything is energy. And our being able to perceive that field and link up with it in order to maximize the power of it and influence our internal energy field, align with it. I believe that's what Reiki is. When I think of it energetically, it is aligning a divine vibration with a human vibration. And I'm not a Reiki master, so I can't tell you for sure that that's it, but that's my sense of it. So yes, everything is energy.
Yeah.
Even, Dr. Pat, I just want to throw this out because we're in a critical time on how we treat each other.
Yep.
Our words have energy. Words actually come from a thought in our head, thoughts, and they are generating, literally, they have impact. They are, I see them sometimes as arrows going out. So they can be harmful. So even conscious about the words that we choose, and that's why so many people, I think, feel disillusioned with traditional Western medical doctors, is because a lot of times they tell you your disease and they state the prognosis and it sounds so hopeless, when all you have to do perhaps is shift your words and the whole outcome might be different.
I learned that, and I should mention this because you brought it up. I think it's so important. I met a woman when I was in the middle of this healing thing who wrote a book called Every Word Has Power. She is from Canada. Her name is Yvonne Oswald. And that book was one of the first books, albeit she does not get credit for this as often as I'd like to give her, or that the public gives her. But that book was life-changing for people because her approach to it was so direct. It was exactly like you said, so direct. And when she would give workshops, people would transform. So I think you're bringing up something very important to think about, you know, as you move forward with your show. I think we have to be reminded about the power of our words. See, there's so much that we say about our thoughts, but we've almost taken the language and the words off. And I think this is important. You know, we did a little test where we measured a word by its by the sound wave, the way it looks in when we edit a show. Mm-hmm. You can see low vibration words. So if I say the word fear, and I say the word hope, and I say it just like that, they will not have the same bandwidth.
Yeah, that's so true.
I know.
I hate that we're out of time.
But that's why you're doing a show. So I want to just ask you again, please give your website. And I'd like to ask you your personal message. And thank you for today.
www.SharonMartinMD.com. And the biggest message is we are maximum. We can be so much more than we are.
You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. Expand into your multidimensional self. Learn how beliefs can set you free or keep you caged in mediocre health. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.